listening to the voice of the Ferris State Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3 WDEE-FM, Reed City, Big Rapids, Cadillac.
Good. Coming to the goal, to the backhand, he scores!
Sunny 97.3 of the Bulldogs Sports Network proudly presents The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
It is the Breakaway Hockey Talk Radio Show across West Michigan on 97.3 FM. Thanks for being a part of show number one. I want to start off by introducing what we're going to be doing all season long every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on 97.3 FM and across the world on the Bulldog Sports Network at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. We're going to be talking Ferris State hockey among other Ferris State athletic sports. We'll recap the previous weekend. We'll preview what's coming up in the upcoming series as well. We'll talk to some personnel from various hockey clubs around the conference. Today we'll talk with head coach Bob Daniels of the Ferris State program. We'll also talk with Greg Pahulski from the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. He is their bench boss. He'll be a part of the program later on in the show. We'll talk other Bulldog sports and we'll get to your calls and emails. The phone line is 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. We'll take your emails as well. athletics@ferris.edu is the email address. With that being said, we're going to take one quick break. We'll come back and begin the show. The Breakaway starts in 30 seconds. This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLskate.com.
This is the Breakaway on Sunny 97.3 FM across West Michigan. And I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. We got a jam-packed first show for you tonight. We'll recap the Michigan game. We'll preview the upcoming Friday matchup versus Wilfrid Laurier. I do want to give a special thank you out to some of the main sponsors to jump on board early for this show. Andrew Archer at New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Jim Crank from Cranker's Brewery, sponsor of the phone line. We'd like to hear from you tonight, 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. The email address as well, athletics at ferris.edu. We'll hear from hockey head coach Bob Daniels in just a little bit. We'll talk with the head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks, Greg Pahulski. We'll get to your phone calls as well. What a picture-perfect homecoming weekend for the athletic department and the university as a whole. Volleyball back-to-back 3-0 wins. Football 49-21, the victory over Finley for their ninth consecutive victory. The football program here at Ferris State, 5-0 this season. First time Ferris State has started 5-0 since 1995. Fast forward a few years, it's 2014, and they're picture-perfect again this year. Cross-country with a first-place finish, scoring a perfect score, 15 points on the meet as well. Soccer winning on Sunday, 2-0 over Malone. And then hockey with the 4-3 victory over Michigan in front of the sellout crowd here in Big Rapids. For the fans listening that were at the game, I'd love to hear from you tonight and get your thoughts on if that was the loudest you've ever heard this building, the Ava Glavin Ice Arena here on the campus of Ferris State. I tell you what, this is now my sixth season announcing for the Ferris State hockey program here, and I've never heard that building louder. Some people have talked about the quote-unquote fight between Ferris State and Western Michigan. It wasn't that big of a deal. They said that that may have been louder, but that was just for that one instance, not the entire game long. The student section was lined up out the door, the dog pound, an hour before the game at 6:30. Heck, when they got into the student section of the arena, it was packed within the first 5 minutes of the doors opening, and they were standing all wearing white chanting at the Wolverines during warm-ups. an hour before the game. I've never seen anything like it in college hockey. I've never seen anything like it here at Ferris State. And it doesn't just stop with the students. It was the community, the adults, the people in the reserve sections as well. A-plus effort, a shin pad tap, a stick tap, whatever you want to call it, to all the fans there in the building. A one-goal game, you better believe that you were a huge part of that victory here for Ferris State. I've been at practice for the last couple of days now, yesterday and today, and I've been picking the players' brains as well, and I said, hey, what do you guys think about the atmosphere Saturday night? And every time I ask them, their eyes get as big as half dollars, just saying, I couldn't believe it. It's the best I've ever played in front of. And some of these guys come from some of the greatest atmospheres in junior hockey before they come to Ferris State. They've seen it all, and they were impressed that night. So thank you. Hats off to everybody that was in the building. Hats off to everybody who listened here on 97.3 and on the Bulldog Sports Network as well. Everyone did their job Saturday night, including the team and including the coaching staff. Including the other sports as well. Football, volleyball, soccer, cross country, tennis, you name it. Hats off to everybody. Let's get on to the box score now and recap the game. Ferris State wins 4-3. A few people asked, hey, what are you looking forward to in this hockey game Saturday? What needs to happen if Ferris State wants to get the victory? First thing that came to my mind was, of course I want a victory for Ferris State. I don't care if it's 1-0 and double overtime or an overtime and it goes off one of our players' skates and into the net. I'll take that victory to start the year. It's as close as pond hockey as you're going to get in the first game of the year, because the way it works in college hockey with the NCAA is Ferris State could not practice. The first official day of practice was Saturday, October 4th, and that was the first game Ferris State has against a top 10 opponent in the Michigan Wolverines. You can't really go over any video on Michigan because they have a completely different team, potentially different systems as well, from last year compared to this year. So basically, at the Division I level, it's as close as the pond hockey as you're going to get. And that's why I was saying, if you're going to, I'll take a goal off the shin pads in overtime for this, for the victory. Gladly. But the thing that I wanted the most, because I knew the building since it was sold out 10 days in advance, I knew it was going to be electrified. I knew it was going to be rocking. I wanted a goal in the first minute. Kyle Shemp did that perfectly for Ferris State, the New York Islanders draft pick in June this past year. Shemp, able to get the Bulldogs on the board and get the building rocking 27 seconds into the game.
Out to center in front of the penalty boxes, and Michigan ships it right back in the zone. Here's Robinson, good up right side, flips it off the glass, out to center in front of the penalty boxes, and Michigan ships it right back in the zone. Here's Robinson, good breakaway chance here. The Islander draft pick, Shemp shoots, he scores! 27 seconds into the game, the Bulldogs go up 1-0.
Matt Robertson and Jason Binkley on the assist as well. 27 seconds into the game. You heard it there on the call, right here on 97.3 FM and worldwide on the Bulldog Sports Network. So, dream, the goal came true for me. Let's score in the first minute. Shemp did that perfectly fine. Not more than 35 seconds later, it's Chad McDonald, the assist to Kenny Babinski. McDonald, between the circles, closer to the blue line than the circles themselves, rips one off the right wing post into the net. Ferris stayed up 2-0. A minute and three into the game.
Babinski, near side, Cindy, off the left wing. Sends it back door. Oh, an opportunity. Buzzy, oh, he shoots and it goes wide. Picked up now by Michigan. Intercepted by Babinski. Top of the circles. Drop back. McDonald with the drive. Oh, he scores! Ferris State leads 2-0. A minute and 3 seconds into the game.
Couldn't have said it better myself. A minute three into the game, did you hear the building and how electrified that got everybody? Everybody was on their feet. Even after that goal, when the puck dropped, a minute and three into the game after the second goal, fans were still on their feet giving ovations to this hockey club, and that they deserved it. Goal number one from Shep, goal number two from McDonald, goal number three on the power play. Mitch Maloney, the freshman from Macomb, Michigan, gets a heads-up pass from Jason Binkley deep inside the Ferris State zone. He's closest to the Bulldog bench. Maloney's way out at the Michigan blue. And the best part about this is Binkley picked the puck up from goaltender C.J. Mott. So in game number one, Ferris State's goalie picks up an assist. The captain. I mind you, Ferris State's first captain as well. Captain goaltender. C.J. Mott gets the assist. Jason Binkley picks the puck up from Mott. Feeds Maloney way up ice. No Wolverines in sight. Ferris State leads 3-0, 4:27 to go in the first period.
Binkley, the freshman, Maloney shoots. He scores! 3-0 Bulldogs!
It's a great way to enter the first period. Intermission, up 3-0 on Michigan. Ferris State came into the contest ranked number 9 in the country by USCHO.com. That stands for United States College Hockey Online. That's the coaches' rankings, the coaches' poll every Monday at noon it comes out. Michigan was ranked 8. No better statement to the Wolverines than in your first minute before your home crowd to show why your record last year in conference was 15-0-1. 16-1-1 overall last year, that one loss coming in that first game 2-1 to St. Lawrence. The Saints out of New York, Ferris State will be there next Friday in about 8 or 9 days' time. So Ferris State goes up 3-0 in the first period. Going into the locker room, the Bulldogs Michigan outshooting Ferris State 10-9, but Ferris State 3 for 9 on those shot attempts. Period number two, how about this? For those in the building watching or watching online, 10 seconds in, it's the C.J. Mott, Tyler Mott. Everyone had their eyes on them. Tyler and C.J. Mott, the two brothers playing each other. Tyler was a freshman last year, sophomore this year. If you could remember back to December of 2013 when Tyler against C.J. in the shootout at Yost Ice Arena, in a game televised on Fox Sports Detroit, it ended up being picked up by ESPN SportsCenter Top 10 Plays of the Day, brother on brother, CJ denied Tyler. Well, 10 seconds into the second period, Tyler Mott like collides with CJ, his brother, and it goes off like Tyler's shoulder and into the net. And I've never seen a player celebrate this hard in my life off a goal like that, like a fluke goal when it just comes off you. He made a great move in the neutral zone, don't get me wrong, but in front of the net, when it went off his stick, off his shoulder and into the net, and celebrated. How far did he go? He's skated so fast. He skated all the way back to the Ferris State blue line celebrating. Now, at first I was like, come on, Tyler. I don't know if that was called for, but then I thought, okay, what's the discussions been like all week long or all summer long about this first game of the year? Because obviously if they were home together over the summer, they were saying, hey, our next game is versus each other, bro. And I bet Tyler was saying, and I thought about this morning, it finally popped in my head. Tyler probably said, if I score out of you, CJ, I'm going to celebrate so hard the whole building's going to know it. And I guarantee that's exactly what happened, because that's exactly what he did. Even a fluke goal like that, Tyler Mott celebrated all the way back from the net in front of the dog pound and the band, all the way back to the Ferris State blue. 10 seconds into the period, JT Comfer on the assist. 3-1 Ferris State at this time, and it took all the way down to the 1:04 mark, and we stick right there with goaltender C.J. Mott and Tyler Mott from Michigan, the sophomore. Tyler has a huge play in front of the net, kind of like a spin from his back is towards C.J., the goaltender, spins the puck or to his right and tries to jam it home. C.J. barely gets his right foot there. And here's why I'm such a hockey fan. Is a game, a turning point like that, that would have made the game 4-2. 3-2. That would have brought Michigan within one if Tyler would have scored that goal, and it looked like you should have from my vantage point. But CJ gets his pad down, his foot there, his skate there in time, denies his brother. Ferris State's Babinski picks up, left wing side, he skates up the ice, feeds it right side, crashing the net hard, Chad McDonald shorthanded. Ferris State goes up 4-1. So a game changer for the Wolverines instead turns around on a huge save and becomes the game changer and game winner for Ferris State.
Here's Babinski up the wing. Left side. Pass it from McDonald. Scores! Short-handed!
What a moment at that time in the game to put Ferris State up 4-1. That's the last goal in period number two. Shots in that second. 15 for the Wolverines, 14 for the Bulldogs. So Michigan had 25 shots after two periods. Ferris State with 23. They're out shooting Ferris State by two, but the Bulldogs led in what matters the most. The scoreboard category 4-1 this score. We go to period three. Travis Lynch scores 3:45 in. The assist to Justin Selman and Zach Warinski. And then with 4 minutes and 51 seconds left, it's Evan Allen. Where's number 15 for Michigan? Great player. I like the way he played this past Saturday. He brings the game within 1-4-3. And here's the question I want to ask you. And that penalty that happened on Ferris State at the end of the game, with about 2 minutes left, Michigan has the empty net. Ferris State gets the penalty. A minute and 11 seconds to be exact. Ryan Lowney to the box for tripping. Do you think that penalty was called for? The phone line, 657-383-0212, 657-383-0212. The email address, athletics@ferris.edu. Taking your emails as well. And your phone calls, 7, 8 o'clock, will be here. This is the breakaway on 97.3. Final shots in that game. Ferris State does get outshot, though. It's 37 for Michigan, 31 for Ferris State. The Bulldogs 1-for-3 on the power play. Don't forget Ferris State, though, able to score shorthanded. I remember assistant coach Mark Kaufman talking to the team earlier in the game, earlier in the week. Assistant coach Mark Kaufman, he's the bench boss when it comes to the penalty kill. He runs the penalty kill for Ferris State. If you notice him on the when Ferris State's in the box, he's leaning on the bench. He's not standing back where all the coaches stand. He's that focused, and he wants to make sure he doesn't miss one thing on the penalty kill. And it's his baby. He told his team, he was, you know, last year we were fourth in the country in penalty kill percentage, and that's based off not allowing teams to score when you're shorthanded, when you have a player in the box. And he goes, we don't just kill penalties here at Ferris State. We score goals when we're down. And that puts daggers in teams' hearts, and that's why we win hockey games. That's how serious Coach Kaufman is about the penalty kill here. And what did Ferris State do in the first game? Shorthanded goal, Chad McDonald, after a huge save from goaltender C.J. Mott. No selfish play from Babinski to feed McDonald. Redirects it into the net. Ferris State goes up 4-1. The shorthanded goal eventually ends up being the game winner and proves Coach Kaufman right. That's the dagger in the Wolverines' hearts. Ferris State wins 4-3 in that competition. That's the box score with the audio highlights in segment number one. We'll have head coach Bob Daniels coming up next here on The Breakaway. This is Ferris State Hockey and The Breakaway on Sunny 97.3 FM all across West Michigan. We'll be back. This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
Now at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, Artisan Pizza. What's Artisan Pizza? Well, it's all the best of pizza can be, with different blends of flour combined for a different type of delicious crust and topped with the highest quality in meats, veggies, cheese, sauce, and more, all baked together in Cranker's specially built brick oven for the best pizza you've ever had. Also try one of Cranker's brick oven baked traditional calzones or classic Italian subs, both created from old world recipes. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, State Street in Big Rapids.
At Lake Oswego State Bank, we take the time to get to know you and your business. We become more than a bank. We become a trusted business partner. Thanks to our distinctive lending philosophy, we provide a wide range of unique products. So whether it's purchasing commercial real estate, refinancing, restructuring, lines of credit, or working capital, we have financing opportunities for your business to take advantage of. Call 231-796-LOSB for more information. Lake Oswego State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Bulldog Nation, can't get enough of Ferris State Athletics? Well, we got you covered. Now you can watch every home basketball, football, hockey, and volleyball game right on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. On the road and can't keep your eyes on the screen? Don't worry. You can listen live to home and away games. All this and more at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Watch, listen, and stream the Bulldogs. Just one click away. Only at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. The Big Lake continues on 97.3 all across West Michigan. I'm your host, Dominic Kenick, talking to Ferris State Hockey all the way up until the 8 o'clock hour. The phone line, 657-383-0212, 657-383-0212. We'll take your emails as well, athletics@ferris.edu. That's athletics@ferris.edu if you don't feel like hearing yourself. Across West Michigan here on 97.3, and of course your tweets on Twitter at Ferris Hockey. Send us a tweet and we will get your questions heard on the radio. We'll get to Coach Daniels here in just a little bit. Let's get some callers in though first, standing by. We got Harrison from Big Rapids. Harrison, you're on the breakaway. How are you?
How's it going, Dom?
Doing fantastic.
So I'm calling you to talk about Coach Kaufman and the penalty kill. That team is real lucky to have a pairing like Chad McDonald and Kenny Babinski. They did some unreal work last year. I would be surprised to see how many goals Ferris gave up on the penalty kill last year with those two guys on the ice. Probably pretty low single digits there. Those two are got some great chemistry, and they're inseparable. If you watch the line sheets week to week, doesn't seem like they ever separate them.
Yeah, Coach Daniels does like the coaching staff has done that on purpose. You want to continue to keep that chemistry, and you're right. Not only have they given up few goals on the ice, they've also scored quite a few, Harrison. And this is not the first thing about this. There's a possible 38, 40 games on the year, and game number one they connect for a goal, and not just versus any team, versus a top 10 ranked team in Michigan. And you couldn't be more correct on that. They're a great duo on the ice. I do know that although McDonald had two goals, there were things that he could have improved on during the game. But in regards to your penalty kill, couldn't be happier with the way they played. Obviously, Ferris State did not get scored on. Michigan 0-2 in the power play Saturday night. And that's tough to do because when Ferris State goes down a man, even if it's 4-on-4 and it's even strength, there's a lot of room on the ice. And Michigan has that quick speed, and they get that quick puck movement as well. And the advantage is to them. Even if it's 3-on-3, 4-on-4, the advantage goes to Michigan in the years that I've watched the Wolverines play. And for Ferris State to have give them so much room on the ice and still find a way to connect shorthanded against a skilled team and a speed team like Michigan, not much more you could ask for during that game, especially with it being the game winner.
Yeah, Chad McDonald, that's his fourth career shorthanded goal in a Bulldog uniform, and he's already a third of the way to where he was last year, and that's impressive to see. Currently writing out the script for Bulldogs Unleashed. You'll see it here soon from Mike Korn, Simone Denis.
How about that video on FerrisStateBulldogs.com? It was the one talking. It's the one that says, this is our year. It's a two-minute video. Has over, I think, 1,500 views already in less than a week. And, you know, for our fans, check it out. It's on the homepage of the hockey page. How about that video, though, that the team put together? Or I shouldn't say the team. More so, Michael Korn does a lot of work for athletics. I mean, that's a pretty cool video. Pretty neat to see the players saying, hey, this is our year. I mean, I guess you don't expect them to say anything else, but it is a statement for the college hockey world, wouldn't you agree?
It was not only well put together, but it was well timed because the video comes out, and then they beat Michigan on their own ice to start the season. So I think, especially with the way the dog pound came out the other day, I think there's a lot of excitement around this team, and I think it's well warranted.
Your thoughts on the atmosphere Saturday night?
Holy Lord. It was unbelievable. I turned and looked up. I remember I looked up, and probably early second period, the freshmen who were messing up on the chant in the first period were all perfect in line. It started to get organized. It was loud as heck. I mean, my throat still hurts. I mean, it was unbelievable in that building. I've never heard anything like it. Even the fight versus Western a few years ago, not even close.
Taking your call, 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. Harrison, you talk about the freshmen as well. I think we lost them. Harrison dropped out here. I was going to talk about the freshmen. The buzz on campus, too, is like none that I've ever heard before after Saturday's game. And not only because of hockey. I think the buzz on campus is really embracing athletics as a whole right now. How couldn't you with three top nationally ranked teams in volleyball, football, hockey, all three nationally ranked, all three taking care of business, tops of their conference, football 5-0, Ferris State, not a conference game, but a 1-0, 4-3 victory over Michigan. Pretty impressive for the athletic department, and I tell you right now, they're on the right track, all across the board. You know, talk with John Coles, the associate athletic director. One of the things we say is, we want you on board. We want you on our bandwagon, and not in a bad term, in a good term. Ferris State Athletics is taking off. Jump on now. Speaking of which, home hockey this Friday at 7 o'clock. Tickets $12 in advance, $14 the day of the game. First 500 students free with ID, and if you wear white. Home football as well, Saturday at noon here in Big Rapids versus Tiffin. Ferris State looking to go 6-0 and then continue their streak to double digits, a 10-game win streak. Much more coming up here on the Breakaway Talk Radio Show here across West Michigan. We'll get to Greg Pahulski, head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. Get his thoughts and comments as soon as possible. We'll take your phone calls as well, 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. This is The Breakaway on 97.3. This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLskate.com.
You're a Ferris State Bulldogs fan. You want the world to know it. And there's only one place for you to gear up. Shop.FerrisStateBulldogs.com. You'll find a great selection of Bulldogs items, including jerseys, t-shirts, hats, and more. Decorate your home, your office, or even your car with the best selection of Bulldogs gear anywhere. You'll also find great customer service, 365-day hassle-free returns, and fast shipping. So show the world you're a Bulldogs fan. Head to Shop.FerrisStateBulldogs.com.
Right now, get two complete dinners, including dessert, for only $15.99 plus tax at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery. That's right, for only $15.99 plus tax. Choose from Cranker's delicious prime roast beef, roast turkey, roast pork, barbecue chicken, barbecue pulled pork, roasted chicken, beer-battered cod, grilled lemon salmon, crab-crusted whitefish, or Polynesian chicken stir-fry. Two complete dinners, including dessert, for only $15.99 plus tax, Sunday through Thursdays, 4 to 7, only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery at 213 South State Street in Big Rapids.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. This is Christy at Bush Insurance. Give us a call today at 592-8030.
The Breakaway Talk Radio Show across West Michigan on 97.3 FM and worldwide online on FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Your cell phone as well. Take it with you on the go, especially when you're out of the 97.3 listenership radius. Chad McDonald catching up with the media after the game. Here's what he had to say.
Well, it was just kind of a turnover. Babs actually got the puck in the kind of right over the blue line, and I yelled at him, and he heard me, and then he just dropped it, and I just put it on net, you know. And I think the goalie was a little bit flustered with Schemp scoring there with, I think it was 27 seconds in as well. So goalie was a little flustered. I mean, I just put it on net. Wasn't a very pretty shot or anything like that. Just put it on net, and it actually went in. So, but it was a good look by Babs dropping it back to me.
Ryan Duke, Michigan Hockey. How big a start was this to go up 2-0, like about a minute in front of this crowd and against U of M, the big rival school?
You can't really put that into words. The crowd was into it all night, and I think our rink is definitely one of the tougher places to play in all of college hockey. And 2-0 with a minute and a half into the game, you can't beat that. And definitely got the guys going, and gave us some confidence that we could, we can do this. Michigan's a big name, but so are we.
Greg Buckner with the Big Rapids Pioneer. Talk about the special teams play tonight. Obviously, you had that shorthanded goal, but then definitely there down the clutch, you guys were able to kill off that last penalty.
Yeah, definitely a collective, role there by everyone. It was a good look by Babs. We put a lot of emphasis on our penalty kill. It's something that we take great pride in, especially Babs and I from doing it last year. And Schemp and, Mayhew's the new one on that one, but, he can step right in, and everyone's willing to block shots and get after it. And, we can do it up front and we can score, but it's, the guys on the back end like Binkley and Lowney and Whitey especially, they get the pucks up to us. They block shots. They're always in good position. So it's a whole round, and then it also helps when your best penalty killer is your goalie. And you guys saw that tonight, obviously.
Justin Aiken, Ferris State Torch. This game under your belt, game one. Where do you guys go from here against a big school in Michigan? What does this do for the rest of your season?
Well, definitely puts us on the right note to start off the year. Obviously a big win. We had them on their heels last year, lost in the shootout. But we can't dwell on it too much. We can have our moment here tonight, maybe tomorrow, and really be excited about winning. But in retrospect, it's just another game, and we still have 36 more to go, and hopefully more to get where we want to be eventually, and we know that.
Chad McDonald.
All right, Chad, thank you so much. Congrats on the two goals.
Thank you.
Chad McDonald addressing the media after the game Saturday night, and he had two goals, including that shorthanded game winner to put Ferris State up 4-1 late in the second period. That's why he was addressing the media. And then Ferris State comes right back. Then one person you can't forget about is Kyle Schemp, the New York Islanders draft pick in June, I believe, was the draft this year. And, the month that the draft was in. And Kyle Schemp had this to say after the game.
Then how did that feel? How was that Schemp momentum to go to get your team started?
Well, it was emotional roller coaster there. You start and you see the crowd in warm-ups, it's the dog pound's packed and you're ready to go, and I think the guys are really fired up about that, to be honest. Kind of hooting and hollering in the locker room, and you come out and especially get that goal. It's a great cross-ice pass, I think it was from Banks, to either Robo or Mayhew, right to the middle to me, and luckily enough it went in. So it was definitely a great feeling, and I think it's a good jump start for the guys as well.
Sophomore campaign now, how much more comfortable do you feel this year, or do you feel a different change, more comfortable than last year already?
Yeah, just coming back and, just kind of being not an older guy, but someone that the freshmen can look up to and come in and kind of lead them, which I think I've done a pretty good job at so far, and, still respecting our senior class and looking up to them and following their role. It's what we do here at Ferris. We learn from one another, and it works out.
Like you said, a big game, obviously, to open up the season. But what do you think this says about the program in general, just to where you're opening up the season now with these top 10 matchups?
Well, it's awesome. We had this date marked on our calendar since we found out about it last year. It's it's fun. You know, we get to, we just play a school like Michigan and compete and battle against them and obviously compete and win against them. It says thousands about our program and what we do. Like I said, it's Bulldog hockey and it's fun hockey.
Going off of that, you guys lost a few scores last year, but coming into this year for tonight against Michigan, do you guys feel like you can make up for that score in other areas and have other guys step up?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we got a guy like Mac, a guy like Babinski, Buzzio, myself, Robertson, Mayhew, and I think all those guys, and even our freshmen, you saw Mitch Maloney score tonight. I think everyone's going to come in and contribute and feel comfortable. It's something that being able to be comfortable in playing, I think it helps, especially the freshmen coming in being comfortable. It really helps confidence in their game. So, yeah, I think players will step up and contribute in scoring.
All right, Kyle, thank you so much. Congrats on the goal.
Thank you.
Kyle Schemp addressing the media in the postgame press conference following the 4-1 victory for Ferris State over the Michigan Wolverines on Saturday night. And with the Bulldogs getting that victory, they now move to 1-0 on the year, that game being the largest season-opening attendance record-setting game in program history. The furthest we could look back, I believe, was 1997, and nothing was close to 103% capacity on the night. Well over 2,500 fans in the building, 2,490 is the capacity. Ferris State, a outstanding way to start the year, a sellout crowd, including two goals in the first minute, a top 10 matchup nationally, number 9 Ferris State, number 8 Michigan, and then not only that, beating the Wolverines on home ice. Now Ferris State now improves to 3-2 against Michigan in the last 5 in Big Rapids. We'll take a break after this. We'll come back with some out-of-town scores around the WCHA this past week. Lake State, the Michigan Tech, was in action in WCHA play. Your phone calls. We'll talk with Greg Mahalik as well. Head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. 657-383-0212 is the phone line. 657-383-0212. The email address, athletics@ferris.edu. We'll be back after this. It's The Breakaway.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com. Hi, this is Dominic Henning, voice of Ferris State Bulldog Hockey. Join me every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. for the Breakaway Talk Radio Show, live on Sunny 97.3 FM and around the world on FerrisStateBulldogs.com. We'll hear from coaches and players, recap all the hockey action from last weekend, preview the upcoming series, your opinions on the air, and much, much more. The Breakaway Talk Radio Show, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. on the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny 97.3 FM.
Right now, get two complete dinners, including dessert, for only $15.99 plus tax at Crankers Restaurant and Brewery. That's right, for only $15.99 plus tax. Choose from Crankers' delicious prime roast beef, roast turkey, roast pork, barbecue chicken, barbecue pulled pork, roasted chicken, beer battered cod, grilled lemon salmon, crab crusted whitefish, or Polynesian chicken stir fry. Two complete dinners, including dessert, for only $15.99 plus tax, Sunday through Thursdays, 4 to 7, only at Crankers Restaurant and Brewery at 213 South State Street in Big Rapids.
Your source for printing and more is Preferred Office Machines in Big Rapids. Preferred Office Machines offers many services. 5-cent black copies, color copies, business cards, resumes, typing, laminating, fax service, and even prints off flash drives. So for all your printing needs with the latest technology of Xerox copy machines, it's Preferred Office Machines and John Mylan, your local authorized Xerox sales agent. Call 796-8080 for Preferred Office Machines or stop by. They're next to Bernie's Donuts on North Michigan and downtown Big Rapids.
The Breakaway continues on 97.3.
My name is Dominic Hennig. Thanks for tuning in on your Tuesday evening, especially in show number one. I want to thank the sponsors all throughout the commercials, as well as New Horizon Landscapes and Crankers Brewery. I'd be remiss if I didn't thank Perk Weisenberger, John Coles, Rob Bentley as well for making this show happen here tonight, as well as the crew here at the Sunny 97.3 Studios, Madison operating the phones, and Steve Masters operating the board here tonight. Thank you to everybody to make this possible. A lot of fans were requesting this for the last couple seasons. It's good to see this come to fruition, and it's only episode one. We plan to be here all the way until March, until the conclusion of the end of the season, so I'll take that back, all the way until April 11th in Boston. We hope to be doing this show, because we would go on that Tuesday. That would be something else. A lot of time, though, a lot of hockey to be played until April, especially with it only being October 7th now, after the first game being on October 4th. In just a little bit, we'll talk with the head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks, Greg Pohalski, Boston Bruins draft pick in the third round. Never got a chance to play in the NHL, though. Did play in the OHL for the Kitchener Rangers, and now is the bench boss for the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. We'll take your phone calls as well. Have anything to mention about this past weekend? Any questions? 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. We'll get to your emails as well. athletics@ferris.edu. athletics@ferris.edu. And then the Twitter account, twitter.com/ferrishockey. We'll take your mentions as well throughout the broadcast. We're here every Tuesday night, 7 to 8 p.m. Same location you're listening right now, whether it be 97.3 FM. Or online at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. You can listen on your smartphones and tablets as well. Don't forget home football this upcoming Saturday. And then Ferris State Hockey plays the exhibition game versus Wilfrid Laurier Friday at 7 o'clock. The football contest, though, versus Tiffin at Top Taggart Field. Ferris State looking to extend their win streak to 6-0. They're already 5-0. Trying to make it 10 games without losing, dating back to last season. Ferris State will play Tiffin at 12 o'clock noon here at Top Taggart Field. Tickets for the hockey game, $12 in advance, $14 a day at the game. Love to see you there. And if not, of course, we'll have the broadcast right here on 97.3 FM. How about the two games held up in the Upper Peninsula this past week? Michigan Tech at Lake Superior State on Saturday and Sunday. They played kind of an oddball week in there, probably wanted to take off. Well, I guess Saturday was that first day of the college hockey season. Michigan Tech wins big over Lake State 5-3 on Saturday, and then 5-1 again on Sunday. And you kind of look, hey, what's going on up with the Lake Superior State program? Jim Rock, no longer the head coach, longtime head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers. Damon Witten comes in as the 10th coach in the 48-year history of Lake Superior State hockey. April 25th. Lake Superior announced that he was a former assistant coach at Michigan Tech for the past four seasons. So what a way to start as a new head coach for a program versus the team you just came from. Damon Witten, the head coach for Lake Superior State. We go to the games Friday night. Good weekends for Tanner Carroll. 1 goal, 2 assists, 3 points. +2 rating on that night. Then his right winger, 1 goal, 2 assists for 3 points, Alex Patan. No dual-digit points for the Lakers in that competition, but Lake State got on the board first, early, 2 minutes into the game. Michigan Tech comes to tie it up. Lake State takes the lead again 2-1, and then all downhill for Lake State from there. Michigan Tech with 3-4 goals from there. 5-3 the final over Lake Superior State. The Huskies outshooting Lake State 36-18 in that game. Then on Sunday, not any better for Lake Superior State. Michigan Tech wins 5-1. Blake Hiella with 2 goals, a third-line left winger for the Huskies, and Dylan Stamen with a goal and assist, 2 points on the night as well for Michigan Tech. Shots a little bit better that game for Lake Superior State. In Game 1, it was 36-18 Michigan Tech. In Game 2, 41-22 Michigan Tech over Lake Superior State. And just like that, if you look at the WCHA standings, Michigan Tech with an early lead, 2-0 on the year, 4 points. And Ferris State does not start conference play for another 2 more weeks. They have Wilfrid Laurier at home this Friday,
And then after that, the Bulldogs on the road to St. Lawrence. And from there, Ferris State will come home versus Michigan Tech. Start to get your tickets now. Those two games sold out in January. You can get your tickets online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com or at startickets.com. And, of course, you could also get it 231-591-2888 is the phone line throughout the week. Standing by on the line now, Greg Pahulski, the head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks. Greg, thanks for joining us on the breakaway across West Michigan.
Hey, glad to be on your program, Dominic.
We'll talk about the upcoming week you have here. Your website states it perfectly. The Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks have a pair of top 10 national powerhouse battles this upcoming Thursday and Friday. Thursday, you play the University of Michigan. Friday, you come to Big Rapids. What do you tell your team when you're coming in to play over into the States, and what are you expecting here for this upcoming weekend of hockey?
Well, it's going to be a real tough challenge for our hockey club to kind of stay in the area code of those two teams. Both Michigan and Ferris State have been known for quite a while here as quality hockey programs. So for us, it's a great benchmark to see where we've got to be within our league. We've got 12 new players to our program this season, so. You know, it's a bit of an eye-opener when our first-year guys see the pace of play that's played at the NCAA level. It's a little quicker than our level as far as just the pace of play. It's a little bit different game in that regard because the skating is so important at the NCAA level. And that's where, for us, it's a real good learning opportunity to see the way we have to play in order to be successful. So. It's always good when you're playing top quality opponents. You kind of get an idea of where you need to be.
In regards to coming over to the States to play, why do Canadian institutions want to come play the NCAA?
Well, I think, for a lot of guys, we have about half of our guys have played some OHL hockey, where another half we're pursuing, trying to get a scholarship at the NCAA level. So, it's good for our guys to kind of see a different level of hockey, something that many of them, when they were, growing up in that 16, 17 age range, I'm sure a lot of our guys, really considered playing NCAA, especially the guys who've played some OHL hockey for our team. I'm sure at one time there was a choice to be made whether they would pursue playing in the OHL or pursue an NCAA scholarship. And, there's great benefits to both. Obviously you get the education with the NCAA route. I've got a lot of friends who've gone that route and, there's not a bad decision. It's just a different decision. And the way that the game is played, it's a little different game as far as the speed. NCAA is just is ping pong hockey. It's fast, and you got to be ready to go for 60 minutes of fast paced hockey. Where our level and the OHL, a little more controlled type of game. I don't know if so much if you call it slower, but it's just not played at the frenetic pace that NCAA hockey is played at.
Coming into Michigan on Thursday and Ferris State on Friday, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Greg Pahulski, the head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks, who Ferris State will be playing this Friday at 7 o'clock here in Big Rapids. Greg, when you're going to Michigan Thursday, you got Ferris State Friday, two of the most hostile environments in college hockey. Do you prep your players ahead of time and let them know what to expect, and how do you prep them in that situation if you do?
Yeah, no, we don't prep. We just go in and we gotta focus on how we gotta play and what we need to do. And, it's a really good environment for our guys to see first and forehand. A number of our guys have been in environments similar to that, maybe just not the close proximity, but, a number of our guys have played in hostile environments in the Ontario Hockey League, so they're accustomed to playing in front of 7,000-8,000 people. So, you know, just that college atmosphere, obviously it's a little different and a little more intimidating on some fronts. So I think our guys really like that that part of it, really enjoy it, and really look forward to playing the games.
Don't want to waste much of your time. Last question for you, Greg, is what kind of hockey you expecting this Friday here in Big Rapids when you come to play in the States?
Yeah, well, you know, we got to keep the game. We got to keep it close. And, you know, that first 10 minutes is always key because, you know, we know that Ferris is going to come out and they're going to want to take it to us right off the hop and bury a couple quick ones and get us on our heels. So for us, it's really about being ready right from the first drop of the puck. We got to play a patient game and really try to neutralize the speed of Ferris State in the neutral zone. I'm sure they're much like most teams. They want to forecheck and put pressure on you. So in order to do that, we've got to really make good decisions with the puck and make sure we're skating ourselves. You know, it's not like we're a slow hockey team, but we can't get caught watching Ferris State. We've got to make sure we play with them.
Greg, thanks for your time. Safe travels to Big Rapids on Friday, and we'll talk to you then.
Sounds good. Take care.
Greg Pahalski, the head coach of the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks, who Ferris State will play this Friday at 7 o'clock here in Big Rapids. Tickets on sale now, $12 in advance, $14 the day of the game. Head coach Bob Daniels of Ferris State coming up next. We'll take a break. We'll come back. This is The Breakaway on Sunny 97.3.
Now at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, Artisan Pizza. What's Artisan Pizza? Well, it's all the best of pizza can be, with different blends of flour combined for a different type of delicious crust and topped with the highest quality in meats, veggies, cheese, sauce, and more, all baked together in Cranker's specially built brick oven for the best pizza you've ever had. Also try one of Cranker's brick oven baked traditional calzones or classic Italian subs, both created from old world recipes. Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, State Street in Big Rapids.
Hockey fans, action-packed, exciting, big-time Division I college hockey is right here in your backyard. The nationally ranked Ferris State Bulldogs return home to Big Rapids this Friday as the Wilfrid Laurier Golden Hawks visit town. The puck drops at 7 o'clock inside the Ava Glavin Ice Arena. Tickets are $12 in advance or $14 the day of the game. For more information, call 231-591-2888. That's 231-591-2888 or visit ferrisstatebulldogs.com.
Are you interested in a vehicle with fun and sporty features, fuel efficiency? The 2014-2015 Ford Escape models at Bab Ford are modern, athletic, agile, easy on the eyes, and easy on the gas. There are too many features to list. Foot-activated liftgate, available EcoBoost engines, tons of storage, add Ford incentive programs, lease offers, and financial packages, and it just sweetens the deal. Visit BabFordSales.com or stop in. Bab Ford, serving the area for over 60 years, U.S. 10,
this is
Reed
it.
City.
It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
The Breakaway continues on 97.3 FM. Last segment here. Going to catch up with head coach Bob Daniels of Ferris State in just a minute. Don't forget to come out and support the women's tennis team Friday at 3 p.m. They're playing Ohio Dominican. Saturday, women's tennis has Ashland at 11 a.m. And then on Sunday, women's soccer versus Northwood at 1 p.m. Three great games in Big Rapids here this upcoming week. And Thursday, they play Walsh at 12 p.m. as well. So tennis Thursday and Saturday and Friday. Soccer at Sunday. Let's get the hockey head coach Bob Daniels now. Coach, thanks so much for your time to join us on your Tuesday evening. Sorry we got you this late on the show, but as always, more important that you're here now. Coach Daniels, you're on the air. You're on the Breakaway.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Dom, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm in.
Outstanding. Thanks for joining us here on the Breakaway here tonight. I want to get at you real quickly here since we're running out of time here in the final segment. Question that I've heard in the last 3 days in Big Rapids. Best atmosphere you've seen in Big Rapids so far?
You know what? It was terrific. It was, it's hard to believe that was an opening night and, you know, the fans were great, from the student section to, actually the whole arena. That was tremendous. The arrival time for the fans was really early. I don't know if that was due to homecoming or the opponent or what, but it was great to see. Reminded me a lot, that night, reminded me a lot of the evening when we played Western Michigan here a few years ago when we won in a shootout. It had that type of atmosphere, that type of electricity, and you don't see that very often, in the first game of the year. I mean, it was a rare sight, and it was a welcome sight.
Maloney, breakaway on his stick. To you and the coaching staff, pretty impressive for a freshman to capitalize on his first opportunity, and not only the first opportunity, a breakaway when all eyes were on him in a game of that magnitude.
Yeah, well, first of all, it really started with a heck of a play back at our end.
Yep.
If you remember, by CJ Mott, it's a little unusual, but he hit and pinned one of the Michigan players to our net. They were shorthanded. Then he moved the puck to Ryan Lowney, and Ryan made a tremendous feat. It was a great feat up the middle, to Mitch Maloney, who was all alone, went in and, you know, Mitch, there was parts of the game where when I watched him, I'm like, okay, he's got a ways to go in terms of defensive responsibilities, coverages. But, you know, we came in with a resume being able to score. And when he had the chance and he got in, he didn't make any mistakes with it. It looked like a goal scorers type goal.
How about the fourth goal for Ferris State, the shorthander for Chad McDonald, when you bring up C.J. Mott making a great play and the assist as a goaltender? How about the save Mott made on his brother Tyler Mott to then spring Babinski, who got the puck to McDonald, and Ferris State gets, at that time, you didn't know it, but it was the game-winning goal, and do you think that may have been, at that time, did you know that was the game-breaker for Michigan?
Well, you know, Don, you start with a really interesting point. Again, our play emanated from our own zone with a tremendous save by CJ. And then, you know, we moved it up the ice. Coach Coffin's in charge of our penalty kill, and he's instilled in him last year, and then he continues to this year, that not only do we want to kill him, but we want to look for opportunities to score. And at that moment in the game, you're correct. I thought that was a pivotal moment when we scored. We were up 3-1, but Michigan had carried the play, I thought, throughout the second period. And for a team to score a shorthanded goal late in the period, I did have an inkling at that point. I thought, well, that could have just salted the game away. Now, as it turned out, it still ended up, a last minute. We were shorthanded. They pulled the goalie, a frantic finish. But nevertheless, when that's a back-breaking type of goal to give up late in the period, shorthanded.
Let's talk the Canadian exhibition game happening this Friday here at 7 o'clock versus Wilfrid Laurier in Big Rapids. Why do these games get scheduled, Coach?
You know what? This is generally, this would have been flip-flopped. A game like this would have been played first, and then we would have played Michigan second. But the way our schedules worked out, this was the only opportunity we really had to get them in. With that said, the reason these games are important to us is we're allowed X number of games within the season. This is what they call an exhibition game. It doesn't count towards our maximum amount of games allowable to play. And so for us, it gives us a chance early in the year to hone our systems, to really, like, we'll play a lot of our freshmen, and not only will we play a lot of them, they'll play important minutes for us, where we wouldn't do that. Like, for instance, last week against Michigan, I think we only had three or maybe two freshmen in the lineup. Yet there's some freshmen we really want to see. Austin Kozak's looked good so far in practice. We'd like to get him out there. So we've got a variety of freshmen that have looked good, but that when you play a game like against Michigan, you want to go with guys that have been there and done that. And so now this gives a chance, while we want to win, the most important thing for us is to
90 seconds
and get these young kids an opportunity to play. And then we can pick up and look towards St. Lawrence the following week.
Coach, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate you joining the Breakaway across West Michigan here. We hope to have you back next week.
As always, Tom, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Have a good night. That's Bob Daniels, the head coach of the Ferris State hockey program. Wrapping things up here on the breakaway, Ferris State will be home this upcoming Friday at 7 o'clock. Football home Saturday at noon as well. This was episode number one. Glad you stayed along for the entire episode. Thanks for the tweets coming in. Steve Pepperley, listening in from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, saying go Dogs. The Twitter account at Ferris Hockey for future. Pull your phone out and put the number in your phone, and we'll talk to you next week at 657-383-0212, 657-383-0212. As always, thank you goes out to New Horizon Landscaping's Crankers Brewery, President David Eiser, Vice President Jerry Scobie, the Athletics Director Perk Weisenberger, Associate Athletics Director John Coles, Assistant Athletics Director for Communications Rob Bentley, Madison taking the phones here tonight, Steve Masters operating the board, and you, the fan, for listening. Thank you so much for making episode number one a success. We'll be back next Tuesday at 7 o'clock. It's The Breakaway on 97.3. God bless you. We're all the